Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chef, and we have Maria R. on. So, hi, Marie. I'm waving to you. So she's on the fast chat. And today is our Monday show, the last Monday of the year of 2010, December 27th. So, let's, I don't know. I'll see. Let's just do an emotional clearing, I guess, here. We'll see what comes up for people. And we just put up our new clearing, which is for space-time. And remember, there's space and there's time. And we have a clearing for both of those to get you out of time lines and space-time. So anyway, we'll talk about that during the show here if that seems a little confusing to you. I remember there's time and space, and we're in both of those, especially when we're abducted and are abducted. So anyway, here we go. Emotional clearing. As you're shaking your head for the newcomers here, what's Ron talking about? So here we go. Think of an emotional situation that you dealt with maybe over the weekend up to now. And here we go. We're going to clear that. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do a mental clearing. So the mental is kind of organizes your left and right brain. Can also take away some of the mental energies that might be tormenting you. There is a clearing which is the mind looping one if you have repetitive thoughts all the time. But this clearing here works out pretty well to make you feel better mentally. So here we go. Think of a mental situation that you've been dealing with. Maybe your brain goes into one area all the time and it recycles something. And that could also mean that you have a program in you, a program that was attached to you, connected to you some way, somehow, that keeps you in a certain mindset. Or another way of saying it, keeps you inside of the box. And that box that you're in, you may want to get out of, but your mind doesn't want to let you leave it because it feels safe there. So this clearing could possibly help that. So here we go. Think of something that you're dealing with and just see if your signals inside of your head, we'll say, has changed after this here. So here we go. I'll do this one a little bit longer here for people. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So it'll be interesting to see how you feel with that. It might be like just kind of getting relaxed a little bit. Remember, your mind can torment you and bring repetitive thoughts. And then from there, it kind of like triggers the emotions from those thoughts. So having the mind, in a sense, get cleared out, slowed down, will also help you emotionally. So let's do another clearing. Let's do one for pain. So this is for pain that people may have incurred the last maybe 3 days. Or just look at something that happened to you sometime in your life. Because if you didn't clear the pain energy out of your pain body, it's still sitting there, and it could automatically cause you to have another situation with that same pain in that same location. So here we go, pain clearing. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one more time. One, two, three, four, and five. So we had Need on So that last clearing that I did just before this one was the mental clearing. So here we go. Let's do another clearing here. And let's do one for anxiety. So think of an anxiety that you might have. So one, clearing that. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And let's see here. Marie is mentioning about having a lot of storms back east there, and people are kind of like agitated. So let's try to clear that energy out of that area, maybe where Marie is here, maybe around her house, so that her house can be peaceful and people won't be sending that energy around her with the neighbor energy. So here we go. This is like a space clearing. So this will be a space clearing. That's on the website too. And the space clearing, you can put like the word agitation in there. So here we go. We'll do this clearing for everybody. So we'll clear out your space where you are in your house. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And I'll do one more space clearing here. We'll do a clearing, so if you have any animals or pets, naturally they probably sleep in one location or visit one location more often than another, typically. We'll clear out that spot so that that place will be free of the energy. Remember, where they are is where their energy sits, and when they leave, the energy still could be there, so might as well give them a clean space to be in. If you don't have any animals or pets, you might think of a tree in your yard or something where birds go. You might have some plants inside of your house or outside of your house, too, that you'd like to have that space cleared. So we'll do that right now for everybody. So it's up to you. Just think of one thing, please, and we'll clear that. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, so we'll start our show off now. We'll see what happens. The shows are always a little different. So our co-host today is Carrie. So, Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
I'm out here somewhere. Hi, Ron, and welcome everybody to Monday. This is December 27th. If you're listening to an archive, all those clearings that Ron just did will work. I hope everybody back east is warm and still has their power. I assume that if you're on the fast chat, you probably have your power. So that's good. And let's see, we've got Marie R. and Ed in Austria and Dulce and Sarah and Larry and Neat, who was used to be Learn. That's fun, changing your name. And Ma and Marie. So welcome to all of you. So Ron, what would you like to talk about first? The new time-space clearing, should we jump into that one?
Okay, yeah. The newest one is the space clearing. Excuse me, it's the...
Space-time crash?
Yeah, space. Yeah, it's a mouthful here.
Yeah.
Space-time crash. So if you've been listening to the programs, we've been talking a lot about the timeline clearing, okay? So the timeline is locations, dimensions, if you would, out there in the universe, and they're typically in the dark universes because the light won't allow you to be in more than one place at one time because you only have one life, and that's in the now. So they're not going to put you in many lifetimes. So anything that you have that's life that's running the same time that you're in now. And using that term, we use the word parallel lifetimes, okay? Then those are not created by the light. So the timeline clearing takes you off of a place that the aliens, the extraterrestrials, abducted you onto. So you went into their universe. Now, what are they doing with you there? Okay, this could be your body, and it could be your spirit. And your body could be on one timeline, controlled by one alien race, and your spirit could be in another timeline, also controlled by a different alien race, okay? So this is how the system works, and this is the way they abduct us. So you have to, when you're abducted, you go someplace. People just think of abduction as being up on a UFO someplace. Well, you can be also on a timeline. You can be inside of a building, inside of a facility someplace. So that's the way that works. So when you do the timeline crash, you think of an emotional situation that you're dealing with, because remember, they work with you on emotions. If you went up there and you just sat there and had no emotions, they probably wouldn't want you. They may want to experiment with your body, which they do, but if they weren't doing that, then if you didn't react to anything, they really wouldn't want you around because you're just taking up space. So they'd probably just say, oh, this person isn't reactive, so we don't want them. But because we live in emotions here, they're able to cause us pain and fear and torment and everything else and trauma, and they live off of that energy. So when you crash the timeline, you're also crashing that same timeline that other people live on, that are abducted onto. And so it could be a lot of people leaving that timeline because it's now being disintegrated. So on the way down, for where that timeline is, just think of a leaf falling from a tree. Is another timeline going to catch you? Are the aliens going to see you falling off the timeline, being in space, remember, because you are occupying space, the space that you occupy is your own, so your body will say is falling, just like a leaf would be, and do they get you on the way down to another timeline, okay? Well, eventually, after that timeline is crashed and you keep falling down, the light ship will attempt and almost always find you and bring you back here. Now, let's say that you're falling down, so that's a timeline clearing, okay? And it works with emotional issues. And let's say you're falling down, and all of a sudden, the aliens somehow allow you to be in a space, okay? So now you're in space. You have nothing to grab onto because they took you and moved you from that coordinates of that timeline that was crashed. So now they take you into a dark side universe someplace even further. So when you do the space-time crash, which is the brand new clearing, then the space that you occupy, because you still have energy, of light in you, and the light can find you, and you're also crashing it too here because you're connected to that, then all of a sudden that no longer exists. And then you come back here. And that's what that new clearing is about. Unfortunately, this will probably have a body reaction to you because your body is hanging on to the cellular memory of what you experienced on the timeline, and more so when you were in free space, maybe falling, and having the situations that you have dealt with on the last timeline. So you may have body reactions to that, and that's the way it works. Do you want to add anything to that, Carrie?
We should probably mention that you have to do the timeline crashing before you do this space one. So I don't know. Maybe if I just read the intro, that probably sums it up.
Yeah, that sounds very good.
Okay. So there's a little bit more information in this, but it sums up what Ron has just said. So it says, this clearing is for your current lifetime, and you must do the timeline crashing clearing on each of your chosen issues before you clear the same issue on this space-time clearing. For example, let's say you've chosen sadness. So for sadness, first go to the timeline crashing clearing and crash, say, 10 timelines on your issue that you put in, which would be sadness. Then you can come to this clearing and enter sadness as your issue and do 10 space-time crashes. For both these clearings, do as many as you can until you feel better. We recommend that you perform at least 10 or as many as 100 or so timeline crashes in case you are connected more deeply with your specific issue on the timelines. And you can talk a little bit more about that maybe in a minute, Ron, because I know you kind of feel strongly about how many timeline crashes we probably really need to do to clear stuff out. So when doing a space-time crash clearing, do only one at a time. So this is a little different from the timeline crashing where you can put several up at once. This one, you cannot do that. You have to just put just this one clearing up at a time. So do not do multiple crashes at once, and do not run any other clearings at the same time. So you wouldn't want to do like an auric protection and a, you know, whatever else you might be doing, a dark side practitioner and a space time. So just do this one. Okay, and then the little intro says, here on Earth, we live in space on a timeline. Space-time is the interplay between space and time. Space can exist without timelines, but we are all on one here or on many of them in our parallel lives. For manifestation to take place, a location in space is required. On Earth, since the arrival of the energies of darkness, reality is created in relation to the passage of time. When we crash a timeline, we are removing a part. We are removing a part of us, our body, our spirit, or one of our invisible body templates. We're removing what it's anchored to. Once that timeline is removed, you might land on another timeline or back here on Earth, but you might not. You might end up floating around in limbo in a kind of no man's land where you can easily be abducted again. You, or a part of you, is out there with no means of finding your way back home to your body here on Earth. This space-time clearing will retrieve those easy-to-find parts of you that were connected to a previously crashed timeline, clear the cellular memory of the trauma of abduction, and return them to your body on Earth. So that's what the introduction says right now. So, Ron, do you want to say anything else about how many times to do these crashes?
Yeah, when you do the timeline clearing, you have an issue. So whatever that issue is taking you out of those timelines. So you want to examine, look at yourself, and just see how you're feeling. Some people might say, gee, you know, 10 timelines is too many to do. I only want to do 5. Well, that could be okay if you only have 5. What if you have 50, you know, and you think you only have 5? Remember, your mind will trick you. So you want to see how your body is feeling. Don't use your mind to validate anything because the mind's the darkness. It doesn't want you to do healings anyway. And it will always sabotage you somehow, some way, to talk you out of having a clearing. So, you know, look at the clearing and, you know, pick what your issue is. And what I suggest doing is maybe 5 issues that are kind of related. When you do the first one, that one will leave you, so to speak, and then another one will pop up. And they may just be in order of intensity. So your spirit's helping you get this out of your body. So, you know, like I say, do typically 5 issues. And then, you know, do them one at a time. Don't switch back and forth. Stick with one issue, and you may have to do 20 of them. And then see how your body's responding. Does that issue still resonate to you? So it's not necessarily an emotional clearing. It's having your body tell you, are you abducted on any other timelines where they are working with that issue? Okay, remember, this is stuff you bring back here. And when you bring it back here, it could come back in your dreams. And it could also intensify the issue that you have here that would be emotional. So remember, they found that emotional issue in you because they got a lot of mileage out of it. So you want to get rid of them connecting to you with that issue. It typically won't take away that issue that's here. You already have it. You got it. You won the prize. You're wearing the t-shirt. And they saw you wearing the t-shirt. So you want to get rid of those issues that are on the timelines that they abducted you onto. And then you may want to do an emotional clearing or something on that issue down here, you know, in this lifetime. But the main thing is they found you only because you deal with emotions. And the emotions is what they're getting their mileage or energy off of for you. And that's the reason why you want to do as many of those as you can. You may want to do 50 of them, you know. So it's up to you on how many you wish to do. I would say 10 would be a starting point. And like I said, you may want to do 100 or more. But you're going to be able to sense your body. And your body will say, yeah, I'm finally off of all these alien timelines where I've been abducted to. And then after you do that one issue, we'll say that it's maybe fear. Then go into the next clearing, which is the space timeline or space time clearing. And that will take you out of the energies of space that resides on the timeline. So it's two different separate clearings, and you want to do the same amount of the space-time clearing as you have done for the timeline clearing. So I hope that makes sense. It can be a little confusing at first. And know that when you do the space-time clearing, you may feel a little out of sorts because your cellular memory is being activated in you. Of whatever happened to you on that, because you're dealing now with space. Before it was just a timeline. And now you're dealing with more physical stuff because you are in that space, and the space is made up of you. So you're clearing you out of the timeline that you were on. So I hope I made that clear. Very, very important not to do any other clearings. You could possibly do maybe the arc field one.
What about Be Here Now?
Be Here Now, but it might come on a lot because I think the timer is only 15 minutes. But something like that,
yeah.
You know, which might help you, okay? I would not recommend or do any other clearings on your computer thinking that you can get more time in by doing it. This clearing is very, very important, and you don't want to cause your body harm because your body will go through reactions on this more than likely. So you have to think of your body. So, you know, just do them one at a time. Take some time to do, unfortunately, but you will feel better afterwards. And normally when you do the space-time clearing, you will feel a reaction with your body. It's taken away the cellular memory of being abducted, of being messed with, of being experimented with, whatever they do out there to you. And that's being taken out of you. So your body is actually being, in a sense, disassembled and then being put back together again. And this you might even feel as, you know, you do these space-time crashes. So it's a new clearing that's up. It's free to the people who are on the calls. We just put it up yesterday. So if you were on the 8-hour call yesterday, you have 1 week free on that. So definitely get on that. And if not, the cost for the timeline is $20 a week, $60 a month. And the space time clearing is $10 a week, $30 for the month. And they're both very, very, very important, and they work with an emotional issue. If you have a physical issue, you could put that in, but first run through all of your emotional issues because that's how they found you. They're not necessarily going to find you because you have, you know, a finger that hurts. They're going to look for emotions because the emotions can be activated many different ways, and you can have a response with different areas of that same emotion. So they're not necessarily going to want to just, you know, take you over because you have a hurting finger. You know, they want to deal with an emotional energy where they can steal more energy from you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Neat has a question. So if we have done a couple of weeks of timeline crashing, do you recommend taking a break and doing space clearing, or can we continue timeline crashing without doing that and be okay?
I would just go on and do the space-time. I don't see, in fact, I would not really take a break if you can do that. Go right into the space clearing.
Because you may be leaving bits of you out in limbo there, right? And this will get them, hopefully.
Yes, uh-huh, because you know, if the light chick couldn't find you after that timeline got disintegrated and you're floating out there in space, naturally, jokingly, I kind of told Carrie, you know, you don't have your radio and you don't have your little fuzzy and you don't have your little, you know, TV with a VCR or something. You're just out there. And some alien comes by in a UFO and goes, hey, man, there's a human floating out here. Look at this energy. Man, we want to grab that. So they may abduct you as you're just kind of floating out there in space, kind of like a cork on water, you know. So you want to do the space-time clearing to make sure that you are back here. So it's a very important clearing. Remember, they always talk about, you know, space and time, time and space. Those are two kind of buzzwords that, physicists use all the time. So just know that this is bringing you out of these here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, well, Ma has a question that applies to this and to any of the online clearings. The question is, how far away from the computer can we be during a clearing?
As long as the computer is up in your house, you're fine. It needs the light beam to run the energy to you. So you don't have to be directly in front of it or sitting down, you know. It could be in a different room also.
Can you leave your house, or do you need to stay in your house?
I would probably stay in the house. I don't think I would leave the house if you have a clearing on.
Okay.
Unless you have to, you know, momentarily, like get the mail or talk to somebody.
Okay. All right. And then Maya's saying, asking the question, do we need to do timeline crashing 100 million times? And I think maybe when I read the 100 times, maybe you misheard or something, but it's not 100 million. It's what I said was 100, and Ron, probably you said something similar. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's whatever your spirit tells you. So I would say, you know, 10 times is a starting point, and you probably want to do maybe upwards to 50 at least, and from there maybe 100 or so. Remember, it's up to you. How many times have you been abducted for that same issue? Remember, there could be thousands of timelines. So if there are thousands of timelines and you have a fear issue and you were abducted 1,000 times by different alien groups, you know, 1,000 times, or 1,000 alien groups abducting you one time, then you're on 1,000 timelines, okay? So how many would you do then? Well, that's a no-brainer. If I've been abducted by 1,000 alien groups and I'm on one timeline apiece, I want to do 1,000 clearings. Very simple. Ask your spirit. But, you know, I would do at least 10 at first on the timeline crashes and then do the other one the same.
Okay, so Tina is asking, do you mean 15 minutes per timeline, therefore 15 minutes per space-time clearing? And that's, Tina, that's just the each time you put in an individual timeline and then you go down, almost all the boxes are checked, you go down and, you know, you bring up your light beam picture or whatever picture you're using, the counter runs for 15 minutes per timeline. So that's what Ron meant by that. Ed is asking, can we do a timeline crash and a space-time at the same time?
Well, I mentioned that yesterday. How much do you value your life, Ed? I would not do them both together, okay?
So do the timeline crash first, and then go on the space crash and do that on its own, right?
Yeah, like we said, you have to do the space timeline crash all by itself.
Because it's doing a bunch of fairly heavy-duty stuff. I mean, crashing a timeline, of course, is a heavy-duty thing, but what is going on in the space-time one is the light ship is going out and looking for these pieces of you or chunks of you or whatever, I don't know quite how to describe it, that have been abducted and were living on that timeline, and now they're potentially floating around. And they have the trauma of abduction in their memory, in the memory of the cells. And so once it's found, that memory, that cellular memory of the trauma is cleared, and then it has to be brought back here. So I guess it's kind of doing a lot. It's going deep into the territory of darkness to find us, and then it's clearing off what it finds and returning it to here. So it's a pretty major heavy-duty thing that's going on, and so it needs its own separate piece of activity, I guess would be how to say it. Is that right, Ron?
Yeah. And, you know, if you would want to try that, you could. I don't know if you're going to be living after the clearing, if you did a bunch of those at one time, because it's very dangerous. You know, this is a clearing that can put your body into convulsions. It could make you want to throw up just by doing one of these space-time clearings. This is not a light clearing like you'd normally be doing where you just think nothing is happening. This is a major clearing. But if you do want to do more, you know, you could. I would never recommend it.
And Ron, I can jump here and say that when you had me try it out, I didn't realize that we had to do the timeline crash first on the issue that we were clearing, and I put fear into this one, and I had not done fear on the timeline. And so my experience of it was just shaking like crazy for the 15 minutes, and I got really cold. So it's not very pleasant if you don't crash the timeline first. So definitely do that one first. You can do a couple of timelines or three timelines. I think people have been doing up to three timelines at once, and then just come do the space time one at a time, one after the other. So do one, then do two, then do three, if you've done three on your timeline crash.
Yeah, and some people, I say, do not do more than four of the timeline crashes at once on your computer. That means running four multiple screens, because that's very dangerous too, because you're going to find yourself going through problems. When I do them on the radio program here, some people really feel this energy leaving them. Well, you're having four times that happening to yourself. And so you don't know what's going to happen when you get bounced off of a timeline. You know, some people who are very sensitive, you know, would even have a hard time doing one of them. The worst thing is somebody who's not sensitive, who thinks they can do four at once. Man, your body's still going to be going through something. So even if you're completely numbed out, unconscious of what your body is doing, you know, it's going through a lot. So, you know, there are people who are not sensitive, who don't feel anything. And as I'm talking here, I'm sure people out there who know what these things do, they're going, man, why would that person want to even do four at one time? For me, one is plenty. And that's just the way it is. So this is not a light clearing. Okay, this is not something that you do because you're paying a really cheap price to do it, and you think it's just a regular, ordinary light ship healing, and I'll just do it because it's here, and I can afford 1 week to do this for $30, and, you know, it's, you know, just part of what I kind of want to do. No, this is serious stuff. And remember, the timelines are what you're abducted onto. In our evolvement here, with the scientific communities going back to probably World War II and maybe even past that, I think the Nazis were doing stuff with time travel too, et cetera. You know, this is something that they were trying to figure out how to do. Well, we're taking you off of these things. So this is not a a light clearing or clearings to look at and think that it, you know, doesn't hold any value. This is probably the major reason why you're abducted. So this clearing is what everybody on this planet should actually have to get rid of the alien controls that are on people, because they take you into timelines. So by all means, don't do more than one space-time crash at a time. And you want to do the same amount that you have done on the timeline crash for that, whatever the issue is. So I hope I'm very clear with this here to everybody, because you don't want to cause yourself harm, even if you don't feel any energy. Your body is still abducted. And when you're abducted, this is taking you out of those situations. So this is a very, this should actually be called probably alien abduction, you know, clearings, what the heading should actually be instead of timeline. But anyway, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Tanya is asking, how do you do more than 20 crashes? Probably because the counter, the drop box at the bottom goes 1 through 20.
Yeah, you just start over again. And just know that when you put on 1 again, it's at 21. So, yeah, you got it right, Tanya.
Okay. Let's see, what else? I know somebody a little while ago, just to change subjects for a minute here, was saying that their back was hurting from shoveling snow, and could they have a back pain clearing? I think
okay,
it may have been Marie R. I'm not sure.
But we'll do one for, we did an earlier one for pain. Was that person on the show earlier? Because that clearing was already done.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Well, maybe you can type in if you were not, or if you were, type that in, and we'll come back to you in a sec. And then in the meantime, Ron Ma is asking, what if you don't know your emotional issues? Do you just put down random emotions in these two crashes?
Oh, ask all your friends about your emotions that you have. They'll tell you.
Okay. And really, most of us at some point in our lives have felt probably pretty much every emotion that there is to feel here on Earth. So you could probably just do, in a sense, do random emotions and just start putting them down. And I think probably, Ron, most people are probably doing the unpleasant emotions, but should we put down pleasant emotions too in these crashes?
Yeah, emotions are emotions.
They're all judgments.
Yeah, just think of a person who's a millionaire who hates to have money. His emotions are, I don't want to have money, but he has it anyway. Then you have the person on the other side who wants to have a lot of money. Same emotion, the same energy. Energy is energy. Remember, the energy of duality is all the same. Whether it's good or bad, it doesn't make any difference. It's still energy, and the aliens live off of your energy. Just that typically the negative stuff happens to recycle more here than the positive for most people. And the people who may think that they're having a wonderful life are not living in emotions at all. They're just probably living in some land out there, you know, not being involved with the planet here. They're not living on this planet. They're just walking through life unaware of everything, you know. So, you know, you watch emotions everywhere you go to. Go to a shopping mall and watch people. What are you going to see? You're going to see a mother dragging one of their children and the child's crying or something, you know? You're going to see people bumping into each other, seeing energy exchanges there. You're going to see people talking to each other, maybe not too nice. Emotions are everywhere in everybody. So if you don't know what your emotions are, boy, you'd better ask a friend, because your emotions probably are completely blocked, but maybe you're living in feelings more than you are emotions. It means your emotional body is so traumatized that maybe the feeling bodies are where you're living in. But, you know, I don't know anybody here who doesn't live in emotions. This is a planet that deals with that because the aliens want you to suffer. So they give you emotional stuff here. But ask your friends what they think of you, you know, and they'll tell you about you as an emotional, condition or something like that, how they see you emotionally. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Annika is on. Hi, Annika. And she has done one that she's describing here, and she did, she'd done, I think, 30 timelines or more for the issue of overwhelmed, feeling overwhelmed. And so then she did the space-time clearing on that, and she says she has had the biggest experience of light coming in afterwards that she's ever had, and it was just amazing. She had a little discomfort in the beginning, but it was very brief. So overall, her experience was very pleasant, and unlike me, she did it the right way, and she put in the issue that she'd already been clearing on the timeline crash. So that's another little verification there that you need to do it that way around, rather than what I did the first time I did it when I put fear in and hadn't cleared fear on the timeline crash. So this is how to do it, the way Annika is doing it. Do it first a bunch of times on the timeline crash, and then put that same emotional issue into the new space-time crash. And Ron, can we do this one for other people or not?
No. This is only for yourself.
Okay. So we can't buy it separately for a different person and put their name in. This is just, you have to be just doing it for you?
Yes. This
okay.
is the only clearing so far that has to be done just for you. You have to show up to do this one.
And what about the timeline one? I think you've mentioned previously we can do that for other people. Is it just the space one we shouldn't, or we should not on either of these?
I would probably not do it on either one of them.
Oh, okay.
You could probably do it for an animal or pet since you have them physically with you.
Oh, okay.
If you're living with a person, you could do that as long as you see them during the clearing time, okay?
Okay.
So you're connected to them. But, you know, doing Uncle Harry, who lives in, Minnesota, and you're living in Florida, no, won't work. So
okay.
If you have somebody living with you and they're physically there in the room, yes. If they're at work, no. Only because the energy needs to be connected through the computer to them in the same location, okay? That's the difference on this clearing. Like I said, this clearing, is not a simple clearing to do. It's very, very complicated, and it's very thorough, and that's the way it works. So, and this is strictly getting rid of aliens out of your life, and they don't want to release these timelines. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and then I know you wanted to mention today for this upcoming Saturday, New Year's Day, you're going to be doing your is it 3-hour or 4-hour conference call where you bring in the energies of 2011?
It was 3. I'm going to make it 4 hours now, so I have to change the time on that. But, yeah, it should be a 4-hour call. I don't think 3 hours would be quite enough to do the 12 months. And that's a really wonderful call, very relaxing. You can feel the energies of what's going to be coming in, what the Earth Spirit would like to have brought forth for its healing, and what you're going to be feeling, because if it comes into the Earth Spirit, then that will be affecting your body, okay? And that's why it's so nice.
Okay, and then there's an aspect where we write down affirmations for each of the energies. Do you want to talk a little bit about how to know what to write and what kinds of things we should be stating in our affirmations?
Just write down what you may want to have happen in the next, year, 1 month at a time. And you may want to write down more than 12 affirmations, because some of the ones that you think you might want to do may not even be pertaining to the energy. So to play it safe, you might want to write down maybe, 12 plus maybe 6 more or something. And then when you feel the energy, then read your affirmation and just see where that needs to go, into what month. And you can, you'll be in the month itself, sitting with that energy for about 10 minutes or so. And then you can read the affirmations and maybe put a number by it as what month that one's going to be used for, because you're feeling the energy of the month.
Okay, so we have a question from Anna, who I didn't see Anna's name at the beginning. So I'll ask this one again, but maybe it's specifically she's wanting to know in relation to the new space-time clearing. She's saying, do you have to sit in front of the computer the whole time? So this is
as long as the computer is on in your house, that's fine. That's true with all the clearings. And if you have to come back to the computer to click a button or something to change the clearing from one step to the next, then you want to be around the computer to do that. So as long as the computer is on in your house and the light beam stays up on your screen, you're fine. The light beam goes off on your screen, the healing has stopped. Okay? So you want to make sure that your screensaver is off and your screen does not go, you know, dark on you. So that's the way that works.
Okay. So Ed's asking, can both names be put in at once? So Ed, just to reiterate, each of these two clearings, which are to do with the timeline crashing and the space-time, you have to do one at a time and just do it for one person at a time. Nothing about it can be multiples of any kind. So I guess the answer to that would just be no. And Marie R. is asking, does it matter how many timelines we crash in one day?
Nope, doesn't matter. The more you crash on a given issue, or maybe you do, one issue, say, of sadness, maybe 10 times, and you feel that you're okay with that. Or maybe you feel okay today, and maybe tomorrow you might feel that you have been abducted and there's some fear coming out, then you can do some more on that. But if you feel okay with that issue, then do another one. So you could do it for the whole day if you wish. But I would recommend doing probably 10 crashing, so it's 10 times 15 minutes, and then you can probably just do one spirit infusion at the end of that one because you're doing them in sequential order then. So, you know, it just takes one spirit infusion if you choose to be on it continuously. So you're on it for 150 minutes, and then from there you can go to maybe another one. But always check to see where you are so that you want to complete each one as much as possible. And then naturally, once you do the first one and you feel that that's completed for you, then look at another emotional issue, another emotional trigger that you may have, and from there, put that one down and clear that one as much as possible.
Okay, so Tina has a question about the New Year's call. She's asking if she's doing this with her son as well. I think what she's asking is, can she write down his affirmations and do a second set of the water charging that you do on the call?
Yeah, that's fine. The water charging is good. But remember, you need to know what his affirmation would be. And if it's a young person, they may not have any. So you don't want to necessarily program something into them, you know, as what your, you know, input would be. So you might ask them first what they might like to have happen in their life next year, and then have them tell you that, and then that would be their affirmation and see where that affirmation would fit in. Maybe a young child may only think of a couple of things where you may be able to be more creative and get a whole bunch. And the affirmation is just there for you to be able to use heart energy, to use the affirmation, the energy, to maybe have that work with you in your lifetime. So this is the way it's designed to work, to give you a little head start on what's going to be happening so that you can prepare for that and know that what you're asking for is going to be in alignment with the energy. The old saying that people say is like timing is everything, right? So you're going to be getting the timing of this energy that's coming in. That may be a little more sense to people by saying it a little bit differently. So you're actually being able to resonate with that.
So Freedom is asking, is betrayal considered an emotion?
Yeah, because that would go into emotions, yes.
So you just put down the word betrayal in the clearing, just like that?
Yeah, you could do that, and then you may have to change it as you start feeling more deeper energies inside of you. Because betrayal is like the heading, and what comes underneath that, being hurt, being sabotaged, being neglected. So all those that go underneath betrayal, and you probably want to get those out anyway. So just to see what comes up, and maybe the betrayal clearing may open up the door to the more deeper emotions that you have.
Okay, and I'm just thinking for the January, once we know all the different energies, it might be interesting to redo your billboard each month.
Yeah,
you know, with those
billboard,
in mind.
You should be doing the billboard every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, but once we have the information on what types of energies are around, it might be interesting to work with those when you do your billboard, you know, in terms of what you're trying to manifest in relation to the energies that the Creation Lightship is bringing forward. Would they affect each other?
Yes, they would, definitely. So it looks like Ed's asking again if he can put me and my wife down. No, that's two people. You have to only do one person, which is you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
If you wanted to do your wife, then you have to select a time just for your wife, and do it, or have your wife get a computer and have her get on there and have her do that clearing for herself on there. But you cannot run two people at one time.
Okay. So let's see. Do we have about 2 minutes left, Ron? I've got 54 on my computer.
Yeah, we probably do, yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just trying to see if there are any other questions on here. I'm not sure that there are. Do you know what the dates are yet for your January intensives? Have you pinned those down yet? Do you want to talk about that real quick?
Yeah. In January, the first time should be the second Saturday, which looks like the 8th. And then the next three consecutive Sundays will be the 8 hours, which will be the 16th, 23rd, and 30th. So that'll
okay.
be the 8 hour intensives plus the 4 hour ascension preparation call. And then this coming Saturday, which is the first, will be the bringing in the new energies for the year that the Earth Spirit chooses to bring in for its ascension process of clearing. So we'll be able to have a great time with that one. And that call, if you don't know, it's $20. So, it looks like our time is kind of coming to a close here.
Okay.
So, thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Everybody, these new clearings are not as easy, as simple as all the other ones. These are very intense and complex healings. So, treat them lightly and just, you know that these can help you out a whole bunch. But you may have a physical body reaction to them. So, blessings to all of you. Thank you, Carrie. And our next program on BBS is Wednesday, 7 o'clock Pacific.
Thank you.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.